This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our close-up program today, we're joined by some folks from Altech Industries in Burnsville. Anna McQueen, she's the Human Resources Manager at Altech.
Well, currently, just on the production floor, we have over 100 associates. I have pre-employment training classes continuously going on with Malin Community College in Yancey County and in Mitchell County. We are looking to hire about every 2 to 3 weeks individuals. I'm hoping to be around 200 individuals by the end of the year, and I would like to hire over 30 by hopefully the end of February. And that would help us get started up with our new ramp-up schedule. We're trying to build a new product line coming on board.
Let's talk to Mark Whitson. Mark is a designer with Altech, and he's from Green Mountain. Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Tell us about some of the products that Altech puts out.
We put together numerous products, anywhere from a dump body, which is basically like a Splenda truck, where they have the wood chippers and they shoot the chipping into the back of the truck. That's pretty much what that is. We also have a USA body, which is kind of similar to the charter trucks that you see out on the road. We're right now in the process of doing a LUA, which is a large universal aerial, and that will be hopefully in assembly pretty soon. And that would... You would see that one with French Broad Electric or someone like that local. You'll see the logo on the side of the truck. But that's pretty much the new designs that we've got going on. There's other designs as well. And we design all that with in-house here in Burnsville. And as we get them assembled, we usually just ship them out to our other sister plants, either in Creedmoor, North Carolina, or Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And they do all the assembly there. But we're wanting to get to where we can do final assembly in our own plant, and that's what we're trying to do, is hire on more people so we can have that perk within our plant.
Thank you. Mark Whitson, he's the designer with Altech. Let's talk now with Garney Peterson. He's the paint supervisor. He's also from Poplar.
I'm going to talk with you basically based on the construction of a body from A to Z. That will include first assembly to last assembly. The best way to probably describe it, you know, you got Ford, Toyota, Nissan, all your car manufacturers. They've got an OEM, original equipment manufacturer type finish. Here at Altech, we've got the state-of-the-art equipment, the same any of your manufacturers in cars or trucks would have. It starts in the fab area. All the material is laser cut. Precision to fit with press brakes, whatever you would have in order to make everything line up completely. Everything's done on a laser. Once all the parts is cut, they're moved to the assembly area. They are assembled with state-of-the-art welders. We use all Miller welders. They're state-of-the-art welders. They're all assembled. At Altech, we expect the same specifications as a car manufacturer would. Then once it leaves the assembly area, it's going to go into the E-coat system. The E-coat system consists of 12 steps in a dipping process. The purpose of the E-coat system is to, you know, you want to make sure that you got an even finish over the entire part for corrosion protection, for chip resistance, for any type of technical difficulty you might have out in the field. Okay, once it comes out of the E-coat system, it goes into a 200 degree oven for about 25 minutes. Once it comes out of the oven, it's got a cure time of 30 minutes. It will go through a cold tar. We undercoat all the bodies underneath with a special type of undercoat. From that stage, it will go to the assembly, the final assembly, where all the latches, all the door gaskets, to all you whatnots. Then from there, they'll go through a final inspection. Got to be 100% accurate. So, you know, we accept nothing but the best, no different than the factory would as far as the product goes. It's very state-of-the-art. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can compare it with all your major industries as GM, Ford, Nissan, all of them. I mean, it's the same thing. the same type of system that they would use.
Let's talk with Anna for just a second. Let's talk about the job fair that's coming up at the town center. Tell us about that.
It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on January the 18th. There will be Altec representatives there, and there will be door prizes given away by Altec. And there will also be some light refreshments provided also. And there will be individuals there to help from JobLink to fill out applications for people who are interested in a job with Altec. There will be brochures given to them. But just a little information is starting out pay for everyone is $10.86 an hour. Every 6 months for their first 2 years, they get a pay raise. So they have an opportunity to get four pay raises in their first 2 years. If they are very good welders and they pass a welding assessment that is given by a certified welding inspector, that individual can be bumped up a dollar. So they could be, in a year's time, making over $13 an hour. Also, we have a great benefit package that I don't think most companies can compete with. We provide four different health insurance plans through Blue Cross Blue Shield and United Healthcare that individuals can choose based on their individual needs. I have two different dental plans. We also pay for life insurance on all of our associates, plus on their spouses and their children. And they can buy additional life insurance at our group rates. We also pay for short-term disability on all of our associates on the floor in case something happens to them off the job and they need an income, you know, to make their payments at home, their bills. And we offer a great environment. I'd have to say that. That goes a long way. It's a great work environment. We really enjoy all of our associates. We want them to participate in the company. We constantly have meetings with them, and we have events going on that we ask for their input of how can we do this better, how can we do it quicker and better, because if they're out there doing it, they're going to know. And sometimes us in the office don't know everything that's going on the floor. We really encourage employee involvement because you spend most of your life there. You want to enjoy it.
Tell us the times and location once again for the job fair.
It is January the 18th at the Burnsville Town Center from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Thank you very much, Anna McQueen, the Human Resources Manager at Altec. Also to Mark Whitson and to Garney Peterson. We do appreciate your time, and we thank you for being a part of our community.
Thank you.
For a close-up, I'm Steve Murphy.